Search and rescue dogs serve on the front lines, locating people missing after natural disasters, lost children, injured hikers, and others, being ready at a moment's notice to bravely endure the elements and save lives. Supreme Master Ching Hai, world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, speaks of her admiration and concern for these devoted canines.
And I saw many dogs, you know, they use for a rescue mission. They just walk in like nothing. But I feel so bad about them. The dogs walk in the sharp, broken glasses or anything like that, even chemical leaking or anything, or germs or danger. And these are precious dogs. They've been trained for years. And they even lay down their life for anyone at command. Then you still have to protect that dog.
To show her loving support for search dogs and their human partners, Supreme Master Ching Hai has generously contributed more than $100,000 to search and rescue teams in 21 countries, including Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, China, the Czech Republic, Ecuador, France, Iran, South Korea, Malaysia, Nepal, New Zealand, Panama, the Philippines, Singapore, Slovenia, Spain, the Netherlands, the UK, and the USA. Today's program features one of these courageous teams. K91 Search and Rescue, based in Michigan, USA, is a highly dedicated group of volunteer dogs and humans who work with police, fire departments, and other emergency responders to protect human lives. K91 Search and Rescue provides its services free of charge, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year.
We typically work under law enforcement or fire department. Sometimes individual families may call us, but we usually defer then to law enforcement before we're activated.
My name is Kim Belderick, and this is my search partner, Tigger. Tigger's 5, and I've been in the search world here for about 7 years now. And search and rescue for me is a wonderful way to give back to my community. I consider it a community service. I enjoy helping people. And what's even greater about what I'm doing is I can do it with my dog partner. So to do search work, hey Tig, it's been a wonderful bond of communication with Tigger and I.
Some of the human members of K91 Search and Rescue have trained their dog companions specifically for missions in wilderness areas. The humans and dogs must be prepared to work in all types of weather conditions.
Snow does add a little different element to the dog's nose, actually kind of contracts and brings the scent down. So we train in snow and deep snow. That's why most of our dogs are larger, so that they can handle whatever kind of element they're going to get into, whether it's snow, wooded, jumping over things. That's why most of the dogs are larger breed dogs, 50, 60 pounds and above.
The term area dog refers to a canine who searches large areas such as forests and are trained in the search technique called air scenting, where the dog points his or her nose high into the air to identify and follow the scent emanating from a missing person.
Scent is really skin rafts. As we walk, we are shedding cells all the time off of our body, and that's what's being shed onto the ground, and that's what the dog is picking up scent. The scent is actually skin cells or rafts.
Maintaining the safety of these intelligent canines is of utmost importance, so they're equipped with protective gear while in the field.
Most of our dogs here in Michigan have a bell so that we can hear them when they're out of sight, but most of them also wear some sort of orange safety vest for good identification, you know, so that no one's alarmed about a dog that's running loose and understands that it is a working dog.
We make sure that if we're working near roads, we've got somebody between the road and us, because our dogs work off-leash, and they go where the scent tells them. And so we try to safeguard them in that way.
Search and rescue dogs are constantly asked to practice and hone their locating skills so they can be in top form when called on to find missing persons.
We train on a weekly basis, And a lot of what we do is about how she finds things and she tells me about it and how I can communicate to her to tell her what I need her to do.
So Ben is up on top of the hill there getting ready to hide, and one of the dogs is going to be released from this area here near where we're standing and allowed to work. And it gives us, like I said, a good opportunity to see how the dog picks up scent.
When we return, we'll learn more about K91 Search and Rescue, a benevolent group serving the residents of Michigan, USA. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
In a nod, the turning of the head, the change of the tail, the change of the body language tells that the dog is in scent or out of scent.
Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, as we continue our interview with members of K91 Search and Rescue of Michigan, USA. As a public service, this wonderful, all-volunteer group of dogs and caring human companions help emergency responders locate lost and missing persons under a variety of circumstances and conditions. Hikers, lost children, injured persons, and disaster victims are just some of those aided by these courageous souls.
People in the spring like to go out and look for mushrooms out in the woods, and they are looking down like this and walking for mushrooms, and they never pay attention to the trails or where they're at, and all of a sudden they look up and now they're lost. So that's when they call in a canine, and a canine can cover a lot of ground very quickly.
In K91 Search and Rescue, dogs and their human partners are aided by an additional person while out in the field. This is crucial as searchers need to keep constant focus on the dogs to see if they're giving signs of picking up or losing a scent.
Today I have my support person, Ben Parmalee. When we go out in the field to work, we always try to have an extra person or two with us. That's for safety reasons.
There's always a field support person that accompanies that team. The field support is to watch the entire team and make sure that they are safe. They handle the radio communication, the compass reading, map reading, GPS, any of the other elements to our search.
How does a dog signal to his or her human partner that a missing person has been found?
So we try, as we're searching, to always have the dog in front. She's been trained to tell us about any live human scent that's out in the wooded area or the areas that we're searching.
She'll head out, she finds a subject, she comes running back, she has a what we call a bump alert, or she'll jump on me to tell me that she's found someone and expect me to go dashing back to see what she's found.
Now let's take a look at one of K91 Search and Rescue's training exercises.
This is Team Abby. Abby is a 2-year-old German Shepherd, and Chris. And Chris is getting ready to send Abby on a search. We're hoping that she heads up to the top of the hill there where Ben is hiding. And you'll see the dog. Dog is released. She's kind of acclimating to her surroundings, checking a few things out. Our searchers are traveling along a narrow road as they're heading out into the wooded area to find the subject. The dog is now working its way up the hill. She's probably picked up scent of the subject, and she's way up to the left there. See the dog at the top of the hill? She's moving in with a little more animation. I can see her tail wagging and know that she has now found her subject.
What Abby did, which was really interesting, the wind's at my back, and the subject was way up high. For her to catch his scent was pretty difficult. What she did was actually picked up on the ground his trail and how he walked up the hill. So she was actually doing a little bit of trailing on top of air scenting, trying to figure out where it is.
And what a reward the dogs receive after completing their task.
It's a party when our dogs find our subject. We have to make it the most rewarding, best thing in the world, because ultimately that's our goal, and that's the dog's goal. So we have to find a reward system that the dog honors and will work for. And each dog is different, and that's the job, to find the systems that works for our dog. That's what makes the strength of the team.
Abby's most favorite reward is peanut butter. When they get to the subject, tell her what a wonderful job she's done and what a good dog she is, she gets a little tub of peanut butter. And now our searchers have come to their subject. They'd be checking, hi, we're from Canine One Search and Rescue. Are you okay? Our searchers are all have some basic medical training as well, so that we can help assist someone if we do find somebody that's injured.
We sincerely thank Canine One Search and Rescue of Michigan, USA, for selflessly helping to locate missing and lost persons at a moment's notice. Tomorrow on part two of our program, we'll meet other members of this praiseworthy team, which spends countless hours in service to others. For more details on the Canine One Search and Rescue, please visit www.k-9one.org. Beautiful viewers, thank you for your company on today's edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May heaven always light your way on life's journey.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/AW.